Quayshawn Quarles is with us, Todd County Central High FFA. And Mr. Quarles, tell us a little bit about the FFA program and what you do here at Todd County.
So here at our Todd Central FFA program, we do quite a bit of community work as far as growing leaders within our community, helping our community, building the community up, and then strengthening agriculture in the community. So we're just very community and service-oriented here at Todd Central FFA.
So tell us, what do you teach here? What classes do you teach and what things do you work with?
I teach the animal science pathway. I do the shop. And then I also co-teach the ag business with my co-teacher, Miss Berry. And as far as FFA goes, me and her pretty well take care of everything together. We are lucky to have a FFA program that is thriving, and everyone in the community supports it, is involved in it. Just like we saw this morning with our tractor day, everybody in the community was more than excited to see everybody. They were taking pictures and videos, and so the community just really supports us with FFA.
I know Saturday night you had your alumni dinner, and that's the alumni here at Todd County Central is really big for you. As you mentioned, the community support's fantastic, but just the alumni here in general, they do a lot to support you and help you every year.
Yeah, so our alumni, they go past just sponsoring our program. We go to them for help on stuff like Tractor Day. We had some alumni made our Tractor Day shirts. And a pinch, she had a pretty quick turnaround of a week to get all those shirts made. We had alumni helping flag tractors in this morning. We have local speaking days where the alumni help with that. Our alumni sponsor us. They support us. I mean, anything that we need, we can pretty well post it on Facebook, and we'll have about 15, 20 alumni ready to help. So we are lucky to have them.
I think it's fantastic, really, what this community means to you. And tell us about your experience. You grew up in the FFA through a different program, but really to come back home to FFA and teach agriculture is, I guess, kind of what you position yourself to do.
Yeah, I grew up in Trigg County and went through the Trigg County FFA program with Jody P. Poole and Karen Nocox. They taught me quite a bit about what it means to be an ag teacher and an FFA advisor, and that impact that you can have on your community when you do your job right. And so I really looked up to them, and it was kind of a career choice that I decided that I wanted to go into. And after graduating, I ended up in Todd, working at Todd Central, and pretty well the rest is history. I've been here since 2019, and we've been going strong and just trying our best to build on to a program that's already strong and thriving.
What do you hope you're teaching these students when they need to leave Todd County Central High School and the FFA? What do you hope you're doing for them?
Well, I would say that anybody can make an impact. I think that's the one thing that a lot of them tend to not know. I feel like a lot of times students want to venture off and go to the big city or go somewhere else besides home because home's boring, home is where people judge you and all of that stuff. And I think it's just important for them to know that, you know, even past the faults that we all make, we can all impact our home and our community in our own way that makes it better for the next day for the people that come after us.
To have the turnout you have for tractor drive day today, did you drive a tractor? You ever drive a tractor in this, or you just pretty much kind of coordinate, get them moving?
So I actually have never drove a tractor for the Todd Central Tractor Day. One of the alumni asked me today when I was going to finally drive one. I told him I probably don't think I'll ever get a chance. A lot of tractors. We got a lot of farm kids out there who drive tractors every day. And then we also have some that it's their first or second time driving a tractor. And so I kind of take a more coordinated approach and just kind of make sure we get them on the road safely, get them there. Make sure they get to the school safely, help them get parked. And so we kind of do more of a coordinating and admin type of deal for it.
Well, listen, congratulations on a great FFA week. A little late this year because of the weather, but I think you're not the only one in the state of Kentucky. I think everybody in Kentucky is running a little late on because of the weather, but congratulations on a great job you guys do at Todd County Central FFA.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming to see us.